Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio, and stay with us all day long.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good day. We're always in and we're always on the way. This is Keith, the boss of the beach, coming to you live again right here from St. Petersburg. I want to thank everybody who stayed tuned in, of course, to St. Pete Radio and 96.7. I did have a little bout with the weather and got under the weather, but I'm back, and I'm back with a vengeance. I want everybody to know that veterans come first in 2022. We got to remember that all those veterans that just came back after a 20-year war need us, and we're here to make sure they get us. We want to thank everybody again for tuning in to radio. Radio is not dead and gone. We know that the internet has taken over what broadcast used to be. The bigger numbers are now moving to a new platform, but it's still radio. And we want to thank you for tuning in. And this week's show, I'm going to say, is my return to the holidays. Holiday one, Thanksgiving. Holiday two, Halloween. I always put holiday two, third. That's my own personal. But then here comes Christmas. And here comes Veterans Day. And here comes New Year's Eve. And guess what? We made it. Everybody tuning in today. If you're not tuning in, call a friend and tell them to tune in to Voice for Veterans. On the internet, it's WVETOnlineRadio.com. And, of course, you can tune in to Sunshine Radio 96.7. And guess what? You got us live in the St. Pete, Tampa area, or you can listen to us on the internet anywhere in the world. This is Keith, the Boss of the Beach, and Voice for Veterans is the name of the show. Voice for our veterans. You know, the veterans have spent a lot of time inside the military, whether they were Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, or Coast Guard. They were inside the military. They had a lot of things happening from the inside. And then they got outside the military and became veterans of the military service. That's where we stand. We love our military soldiers. We're here to help them get back into civilian boot camp. How do you start? What was happening before I went in? You got some 20-year people who've been in the military who get out and don't know that cannabis is good for those who can stand it. Doctors are now saying that you can use it. Those are some of the things that have changed. And when you went in, things changed. Now you're back home. So let's look at all of the things that you can do that you couldn't do before. You're back home. I always tell people, if you're out here in St. Petersburg, try Verde Health. Go to the place on St. Pete Beach. Sit down and get a chance to relive the past and bring it on up to the future. And they have a special thing that they support for all of our veterans. And it's a $10 discount for anybody who wants to do it. And believe me, if you're a veteran and you need help, start at St. Pete Beach. We happen to be in one of those cities that the beach is a part of the lifestyle. And I don't know why you can come this far and don't go to the beach at least once in a while. There's nothing better than the sand and the surf. But the restaurants that are different at the beach really do make a difference. It's atmosphere. A lot of times you can go inside the house and catch your own fish. If you're hanging out with the fishermen, you're eating fish anyway. But you may not have the atmosphere. I happen to like eating seafood next to the water. Because I ran into some Jamaicans, and I tell you what, they taught me the real deal. But for all of us who know what the services have brought to this great country, we want to say thank you. Now, what services do veterans need when they already know that they got some help? Yes, one of the things that you can do and find out about, and we don't talk about them much anymore, is the USO. Now, the big USO office here in the Tampa St. Pete area happens to be at the Tampa Airport. If you're in the airport and you got a few minutes, ask somebody to take you to the USO office. They're right there, and they will give you some ideas as you're looking at coming in and spending some time during this winter season in the Tampa St. Pete area. Stop at your USO office in the airport and let them bring you up to speed as what things you can do to support the USO while you're here. Or maybe the USO can tell you where to go while you're here. For all of you people who are looking at maybe moving to this great city and cities in the west coast of paradise, people say, where is that? I said, somewhere between Fort Myers and Zephyr Hills, but it's all west coast of paradise. We have sunshine every day. It may rain a little bit in the afternoon, but every day we have sunshine. It's a wonderful place to live. You may be deciding that you're going to move here. If you happen to want to be by one of the beaches, of course, there are real estate companies that are out here who spend their time working with our veterans. And we salute all of those real estate companies. And I know Caldwell Realty steps up, and Affordable Realty steps up, and a lot of them in this area step up to support our veterans. We salute you. We'll let people know to come by your office and see what you can do to help a veteran and their family move into the west coast of paradise. We know we have it here, and we're going to make sure that you know we have it here. And guess what? If you are a friend of veterans, the slogan for this year is, we support vets too. I want you to be able to put that on your business window. I want it to stick to your window like they had it used to be you went to a store, the first thing you looked for was what was in the store, and Visa had stickers everywhere. We want to put that same sticker everywhere. We support veterans too. Yes, we do. So if you're a supporter of veterans, please stand up this year. Call in to WVETOnlineRadio.com. Go by, visit, call in, text, Facebook in, any way you can. Reach out for 96.7 here or any of your radio stations nationally and say, listen, I'm a veteran and I'm looking for help. Let radio help you. Because if you go to the internet, there's so much on the internet now, you got to have somebody decipher that. But we're in both places, internet and on the air. I'm going to move over to the next stage. But right before I do, Silent Night by Brian James. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Was a sign. tonight. Son of God,
Son of God,
love's pure light,
love's pure
radiant beams from thy holy face. With the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord.
Well, I'm back, right on track. We want to thank you so much for tuning in right here. We love what we do, and we do what we love. I'm going to kick this second part of this show off with a couple of things. I'm going to mention some of the names that we're going to talk about, and we're going to talk about them. I'm going to say AARP, Frontlines Services, Operation Project Veterans. We want to say that AARP is one of those places that's taken time to step up and see what they can do to clear up some of the misconceptions that come if you're a veteran. How it's our turn. Project Veterans was put together to help our veterans returning not to get caught up in some of the scams that are out here. We say we help deliver fraud out of the game. Project Veterans, which has been head up by AARP, and it's really a fraud watch network group. Our veterans deserve better than some of the stuff that's coming down, and we say that we in America are all standing up to make sure that the best comes. OnlineRadio.com, American Veterans Alliance, Society for Hispanic Veterans, Veterans Chamber of Commerce, and all of those areas that have now been organized to make it better for our veterans. And we know in the last 50 years, things have changed. Our Veterans Hospital Services, no matter where you go, you got somebody there to say, if you're not happy, please tell us what's going wrong. And our veteran services have gotten to be so much better when it comes to the health services across this country. Communications, and some of the other little areas where veterans are still battling for, they're getting better. So we want to say that everybody who got into this new language, and I call it veteranization, who got in the early days, the Waddell McGee's, the Kevin Humes, the guys who actually started Wounded Warriors. These are people that came out of this generation who said, we see that things need to be done in a better way, and they all stepped up to make it better. So for those who are 40 or 50 years old and still talking negative about the VA, stop. They've gotten better, and it's people like you that made it better. And we know that most VA hospitals are doing a much better job. There are some delays when coming in, but the delays don't last as long as they used to. And if you happen to be in a VA hospital where delays are a little bit too long, feel free to call us. Call one of your veteran support agencies. Someone will get back with you and make sure that you get what you should get. One more statement. Update your files. If you run into a scam against veterans, update your files. Let us all know so that we can get the word out and make sure you can do it. Secret veteran benefits. No secret veteran benefits. So if you get one, it's a scam. Pension. Pension. That's why I hesitated. There's a lot of scams out here to try to get your money out of your pension. Don't do it. Aid and assistance scams. It's nobody going to call you out the blue with aid and assistance that can't meet the vet process. Vetting is a part of the game. If you get one and it sounds good, feel free to check it out. You can go on the internet, you can Google, you can do that. But you veterans and people who take care of our veterans, don't be afraid to double check behind some of the phone calls and some of the emails and some of the texts you get. And if you have a real problem, just call us right here or AARP. They'll take a moment and go through their list and they'll make sure that what you're getting isn't a scam. I'm going to mention Pinellas County Veterans Services. I'm going to mention Armed Forces Family Foundations. I'm going to mention St. Pete Vet Center and Pinellas County Health Program. These are some of the areas that I'm going to touch in on right now. So as you please listen, feel free to write it down. Feel free to tune in again. We do run our radio programs for two straight weeks on WVETOnlineRadio.com. Tune in to the last show and say, please give us that phone number again. Please. You're new? Fine. If you're an old vet and you still want to know what the new services are because your son or your grandson or your nephew or an old schoolmate's friend decided to go into the military because of their influence through you, give them the stuff that they need going in, but also save the stuff that they need when they're coming out. And again, I still like that name, Civilian Boot Camp. For those who are coming out of the military, take the boot camp approach. Take 6 weeks off when you get out. Spend some time with your family. Spend some time doing the research to find out what services are there for you. And if you're still young and you got your heart right and you got your mind right, I recommend that you go back to school. There's some new stuff out here that we don't even know, the old timers. Take the first little time, go back to school, see what's happening. That's what boot camp's for, to get you ready. So if you spent 6 weeks in boot camp to spend for 2 years, spend 6 weeks out of the military, call it boot camp and get ready to be back into the civilian way of life. Stay tuned for that. More information coming. Look for it. You will be happy. Now, Armed Forces Family Foundation. Boy, we needed this before we needed anything else. Armed Forces Family. And this was built based on people coming out of the military. This was built because of veterans. And we knew that it was Armed Forces, so we were talking about the military. But helping your military family makes it so much easier to help the veterans. We all know that the first line of support for our troops is their families. Oftentimes, those family members don't have the support they need to endure the difficulties surrounding long deployment. The Armed Forces Family Foundation was established to help give these families a sense of community support and well-being while their loved ones are away fighting for freedom. That's what Armed Forces Family Foundation is about. Once you get in there, the first thing they're going to tell you is if you're in, you're in. When you're coming out, this same organization will be there to help you reorganize as a civilian, okay? As a civilian, that means you're a veteran now. Feel free to look into those services that come back around when you become a civilian. And of course, in our area, we do have an office here in the Tampa Bay area, but most of the stuff actually starts started up in the Pensacola area, okay? And of course, they got the base up there. But they're also closer to the capital of the state, which is in Tallahassee. And they've had a lot of help in trying to make sure they can put this together the right way. So that when you go in, the state of Florida is in their way going to help you. When you're coming out, we're here better than you think. Because you took time to to join the Armed Forces Foundation, which led us to more veterans organizations that helped you along the way as your spouse was beginning to wind down his time in the military. Or let's turn that around. The spouse might be the husband this time. There's so many more women joining the military, and they're the big guns coming out and need the services. But they're a little bit more cognizant than we were as men in our day. So all the ladies coming out of the military, there's special places for you to get the kind of help that you want. You know, Ministry Without Walls, church, they're down there. Their administrative director is a major out of the Army, and she reaches out to all of our veterans and makes sure that you can do that. And that's just a spiritual, but they also feed people. They also have counseling services, and those are the areas that you want to join. Over here across the bridge from Tampa, because when you hear about Tampa, you hear about Hillsborough County. And when you say Hillsborough County, you're still talking about where the war had been fought from. That's right there, MacDill Air Force Base. That whole 20 years of war stuff came out of Tampa. So we got a lot of veterans, a lot of veteran support services, a lot of activities that support all of the things that you can do, and a wonderful entertaining side of Florida. Yes, Miami's still the big gun in the state of Florida, but Tampa's on its way. We have the Super Bowl champions. We got the Stanley Cup. We got the runner-up when it came all the way down to the wire for the baseball. And we got everything that you'd want over here, including Hard Rock. So don't feel like if you're in Tampa that you're missing out on anything. We got the best of the West right here. And I'm going to mention again one of the little areas that I'm going to talk about. Everything when I say West is anywhere from Fort Myers to Zephyr Hills. But we happen to have a big office here, of course, in Pinellas County. Pinellas County is in the St. Petersburg, Clearwater. When you look at this area, we're the beaches. Okay, when you say Tampa, you got a waterway. You got a bridge area. When it comes to the beaches, that's where Pinellas County is. So if you're doing anything and you're saying you're coming to the beatrons, and I call them beatrons because they're patrons of all the beach lovers. Okay, come on down. As for Keith, the boss of the beach, we're at 96.7 FM, and the services we have our hands on. You can feel free if you happen to be out near Bay Pines, okay, which is our veterans community, not just Veterans Hospital, but veterans community. In the Pinellas County area, we got a lot of talk, a lot of stuff that you can go through, a lot of places you can go to get help, a lot of housing, a lot of food services, a lot of services will take care of the spouses and the families who need the help as you come back as a veteran. You know, a lot of the old time veterans are still here. You got plenty of our American Legions, a couple of really good AMVETs, USO. We have all of our VSO service organizations well represented in Pinellas County. And Pinellas County happens to be one of those areas that have stepped up to the plate to make sure you got a couple of offices you can go to and get that information that you're looking for. St. Pete Vet Center, and they call it Keeping the Promise. The rest of the services, whether you're Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, or Coast Guard, we have the services. With more than 100,000 veterans residing in Pinellas County, Pinellas County Office of Veterans Services is a vital link to helping residents understand and obtain important government services. The veteran service offices provide guidance and assistance to veterans, their dependents, their survivors in applying for benefits provided by the state of Florida and the United States Department of Veterans Affairs. There is no fee or cost for submitting an application for VA benefits and services provided by Veteran Services, also are free of charge. We appreciate our veterans and their services in our county. Our offices are committed to providing a complete and accurate explanation of veterans' benefits and the application process with courtesy and compassion. The following members are entitled to our services: active duty service members, veterans of any of the divisions, veterans dependent, surviving spouses, reservists, National Guard members. You heard it. Active duty service, veteran service, veterans department, veterans dependents, surviving spouses, reservists, and National Guard. Please feel free. If you think you fall into any one of those categories, guess what? Call, write, come in, fight. But in Pinellas County, you're going to get the best of the West. Again, this is Keith, the boss of the beach. I'm coming to you live right here. And we want to say thank you for joining this week's programming. Whether you're tuning in here on a Thursday, and of course, that's 12:30 in the afternoon. And we call this the lunch break, Veterans Week. And if you're here on Saturday morning, 8:30 a.m., tune in again, The Voice for Veterans. We're going to thank you again for tuning in this week. And I know we've been out during part of the holidays. I got my little health back together, told the doctors to leave me alone. I got radio to do just for you. And this show goes out especially to Gloria and Waddell. And I'm glad to see you feeling better, Waddell. You know, we got this. We're going to make sure we leave it in the archives. But we're going to continue to do it. And we want to send a special shout out, of course, to our friends over there at Soundcheck Studios who keep our program running. And Breezy down there in her studio and all of their family. Happy holidays. And we're going to go right back out with a little bit more of the holiday season. One of the best you've ever heard. Tune in. A silent night. It's going to make it right. Over and out. This season, I want to make sure that we do two things. One, give the gift of knowledge and music, but also step up to the plate and reach out for our guys at Wounded Warriors. Wounded Warriors is here to stay. And those people who are helping them, we want to say all the way. Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long.